This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The number of new coronavirus cases in China fell on Sunday, and a health official says intense efforts to stop its spread were beginning to work. China's latest numbers show over 68,000 cases of the virus and the death toll topping 1,600. Reuters' Adam Reed reports cases on the quarantine Diamond Princess are also up.
70 more cases were reported on the vessel, which is quarantined off Japan's Yokohama. That took the total number of cases as of Sunday to 355 of the roughly 3,700 passengers and crew on board. Those testing positive are sent to hospital and no one from the ship has died from the virus. The US Embassy in Tokyo recommended that 400 US citizens on board should get off and take one of the evacuation flights it is arranging on Sunday. Hong Kong, Canada, and South Korea said they also plan to evacuate their citizens from the ship.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. Several rockets have hit a base in Iraq's capital that hosts a U.S.-led military coalition. A coalition spokesman says no one was injured in the attack early Sunday in Baghdad's Green Zone. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is in Pakistan today for a three-day visit. He is urging the international community to support countries that continue to host millions of refugees from Afghanistan. The UN chief's visit comes amid renewed hopes a United States-led peace initiative could help bring an end to the Afghan war. A UN official is warning that a fragile truce was hanging by a thread as daily life in the North African country worsens. Speaking after talks with foreign ministers in Munich, the UN Deputy Special Representative to Libya, Stephanie Williams, says over 150 violations have been reported in Libya since last month's ceasefire was implemented. This is VOA News. The Libya meeting took place on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference, where U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said China tops the list of the Pentagon's potential adversaries. Henry Ridgewell reports from the meeting.
The U.S. delegation came to Munich with a clear message. China presents the largest threat to the West. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper.
More internal repression, more predatory economic practices, more heavy-handedness, and most concerning for me, a more aggressive military posture.
Key ally Britain will allow Huawei to build sections of its 5G mobile network, to Washington's dismay. Officials in Munich said the US is pushing to develop its own 5G technology. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Munich, Germany.
Turkey's foreign minister says a Turkish delegation will travel to Russia on Monday to discuss the situation in Syria's Idlib province, amid mounting fears of a humanitarian disaster there. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Howling wind, freezing snow, and life in a makeshift camp in Syria. It's unbearably hard. Ten children have reportedly died of the conditions in the camps in the last week alone. Aid workers fear that with the latest surge in fighting, another winter here is going to spur a new humanitarian catastrophe. For perspective, earlier this week, two UN agencies said more people have fled fighting in Syria over the past 10 weeks than at any other time in the nine-year conflict.
That is Reuters' Emma McCarthy. The International Organization for Migration reports, despite Yemen's brutal civil war, tens of thousands of desperately poor Africans continue to cross the Gulf of Aden each year into the conflict-ridden country in hopes of reaching Saudi Arabia and finding work. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Nearly 5 years of civil war in Yemen has killed thousands of civilians, shattered the economy, and left millions of people on the verge of famine. The United Nations considers Yemen the world's worst humanitarian catastrophe. Despite this disastrous situation, migrants from the Horn of Africa remain undeterred in their determination to reach Yemen and then to Saudi Arabia and a hoped for better life. Last year, the International Organization for Migration reports more than 138,000 people crossed the Gulf of Aden to Yemen. This is more than the 110,000 migrants and refugees who crossed the Mediterranean to reach Europe during the same period. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.